air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorists pursuing shooting.
Pan Am Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
He has sanctioned acts of terror in Africa, Europe, and
this will not stand, this aggression against the West.
It's the relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of...
This was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable and cowardly act.
The next time we're going to play for you, you wanted a good old
day.
He told something. Scotch him.
It was right in front of my eyes. And I never saw
it.
We must and we will remain vigilant at home and abroad.
You're the smartest and the dumbest fucking person.
I never know.
I'm not the one who got it wrong. I'm the only one who got it right.
Take them all.
Previously on Homeland.
I spoke to the president yesterday. He's exploring some changes in intelligence practice.
I won't temper my views just to get your support for my confirmation as director.
I'm the one getting nominated as director. The agency is being driven in the fucking ground.
The hope is that you are the reformer your record in the Senate would indicate.
So then you agree that change is in order?
Yes, I do.
Is that true, Woody?
In a French restaurant in Tehran with their wives. There were young intelligence officers during the dying days of the Shah.
Watched a man I thought I knew become an animal.
So this operation is your revenge?
Revenge was when I helped his wife and son escape to the West 4 months later.
I need your eyes on Kerry. We dangled her to draw the Iranians out. Giovanni himself. Kerry Matheson.
Are we completely alone now?
No one is listening.
It's time we talk about Nasser Hijazi, whose name you used to embezzle more than $45 million. You are now an enemy of your own state.
So why am I not the rest of the worthy?
Saul would like to talk to you first.
He will turn, won't he?
Turning an intelligence officer against his own country. Well, that's the most delicate and uncertain work there is.
You wouldn't come with me right away.
I said I wouldn't fly with his guys. It's too risky, so I set him in for later.
Plan was to bring him straight here.
Can I help you?
Stop right here. Now I'm ready to see Saul.
There's two fatalities and a lot of blood.
It's a fucking bloodbath, Saul.
You gotta get him out of there as fast as possible and get the murder weapon.
What do we do about the baby?
Leave it. You weren't there.
You don't look like a man who just landed the biggest asset of his career.
So what are we looking for here?
22, the top half of this bottle.
Plum wine.
Yeah, some kind of Iranian thing.
I thought Muslims didn't drink. How many?
What?
You hit her how many times?
I can see at least a dozen separate strikes. Honestly, though, with this, who the hell knows?
Cal.
Still looking for the murder weapons here, Court.
You know, I may have something better. Neighbor security camera picked it up.
Money is wired from the Al-Askari Bank in Tehran, the first Friday of every month, to the HLBC subsidiary in Caracas. On your signature, there. We've traced the funds downstream to a series of terrorist actions, including the attack on the CIA, but also to your personal accounts, where you've diverted nearly $50 million of Revolutionary Guard money. That's punishable by death if the IRGC were to find out.
What's your point, Saul? That I've been brought down by a girl?
By
two girls.
خجالت بکش. برای دشمن داری کار میکنی.
اینا دشمن نیستن.
پس چرا اینجوری لباس پوشیدی؟ مگه اینجا تهرونه؟
آخه اگه تو مملکتمون رو با باد نبنده بودی من از اونجا زندگی میکردم.
تو خائنی.
I think he appreciates the situation.
He manipulates people. That's what he does.
I know.
You can't let him get to you.
Well, he does.
Where'd you find that one?
The list of outraged Iranian exiles is long.
She won't last.
Well, that's what you said about me in 1976. When we were both starting out.
So you got me. Are you proud of yourself?
So far.
I know what you want.
What's that?
To clean me of what I know. I imagine the state of our nuclear weapons program is high on our list. There's a deal to be made. Or I'd be in prison by now. If I talk.
Yes, I do that. I need protection. I need
secure compound in Miami with a guard detail. And I want my money. Unfrozen.
All of it. Send everything.
For now.
Say you put some thought into this.
Those are my terms.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are your terms. The problem is you got it all wrong. Because what I want from you is not just intelligence. Why do you think I went through the trouble of documenting your financial misdeeds? Why? You killed 219 Americans. Think I care you also ripped off the Revolutionary Guard? I got plans for you. Much bigger than you spilling a few state secrets.
What plans?
I'm going to play you back into Iran. From now on, you work for us. For me. I'm your new case officer.
It won't work.
What is that?
You burned me back home.
Oh.
I'm here with you.
They don't know that.
Oh, they will.
Who's going to tell them? Not me, not you. You came around your own steam. However you manage that, your story's still intact.
And if I refuse to go?
So we're clear. I'm sending back to Tehran one way or the other. Either as my asset or a traitor to the revolution.
This is always the plan.
Don't think I won't, Majid. That's not a trial and quick execution you're facing there. You'll be tortured first. And I understand public hangings are back in vogue.
I will tell you everything you want to know, chapter and verse. But I can't go back.
You will do both.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't!
You're bleeding.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Rough night. Not especially. You look tired.
I guess you're late.
You've been MIA for days now.
Not really. I've been here.
You've been absent. Saul, too. You care to shed any light on that?
Talk to Saul.
Like I said, he's not so easy to find. You're my guy, Peter. I recruited you. I brought you up.
What's your point?
My point is that entitles me to a certain amount of forthrightness from you. It was a double murder earlier today in Bethesda. Fariba Javadi, ex-wife of the Iranian deputy security chief, also her daughter-in-law. I understand it was a damn slaughter.
Would you like me to look into it for you?
Fuck you. That's outside the house where it happened. 2:53 p.m. You're the main suspect. I hope they nail your ass to the wall.
Where's Saul?
In the interrogation room. Did you know we're sending Javadi back to Iran?
You missed the fireworks. Javadi blew it when he found out he had to go back.
On hold till he stops the bleeding.
I better not wait too long.
I'll just start again. What's the deal?
Neighbor security camera picked me up. There's an APB out.
Just you?
Yeah, somehow I missed Javadi and Carrie.
Where'd you get this?
Daridal. He monitors the blotters.
So he knows Javadi's in the country?
He knows something's up. He's not in on it. I suggest you go talk to him soon.
I will.
I mean now. He's furious.
I'll smooth things over. In the meantime, you need to stay out of sight here in this building. We can't risk having you arrested.
Fine. What do we do about this?
There's a police captain in Bethesda who owes me. I could call him. At least get the photo down off the wire.
Do it. Face to face. Play the National Security Guard. Tell me you have my full support.
What if he wants details about the murder?
He can't have them. If anyone even suspects about he's in the country, we're through. Well?
I checked the whole house for surveillance. I must have missed the neighbors.
Yeah, well, I missed the whole thing.
How's it going in there?
Slowly.
Trouble?
Oh, we'll manage.
You seem upset.
That's good enough.
What?
Have you come to terms with your situation?
How does it work?
We return you to your people as soon as possible. I assume they've arranged a way for you to get out of the country.
No, I meant about Fariba. If the crime is committed, it must be covered up. How does it work here?
You killed her.
Why?
Get back at me because you could.
She was my wife. She was unfaithful.
She was your ex-wife. It was 35 years ago.
In the eyes of God, we were still married. I should have stoned her to death, but you didn't give me enough time.
Was Fariba's 21st birthday. We talked all night, the four of us, about what the future might bring. Wasn't that?
Carrie?
I thought we were meeting outside.
My guys have a few questions.
You told them I can't talk about it, right?
Yeah, I told them. Detectives Johnson, Quartz, Carrie Matheson.
Okay, I understand you're not happy about this.
Oh, and you are?
Of course not. We're as upset as you.
So who's this guy?
I'm afraid that's classified.
But he's one of yours?
That's classified, too.
Can you tell me what he was doing here? Can you tell me how he knew the victims?
Okay,
can you
wait,
tell me any goddamn thing at all? Can you tell me why this lady's laying here with her throat cut to ribs? Any fucking thing?
Don't tell me what I am and what I'm not.
Well, we're both old men. There's no disputing that. We are. It's the curse of old men to realize that in the end we control nothing. So we lash out. One side is Berlin. Burgess. These are small acts, Mitchie. I'm worthy of you.
You left something out. The bombing of the CIA. Nothing small about that. Nothing unworthy.
Paul wanted to talk about that, too.
I'm sure you do.
Because when that bomb went off, killing all those people, many of them my friends, my first thought was not revenge. It was something has to change. You hit us, we hit you. It's always the same.
And how does my going back as your spy change any of that?
For years, we toiled in back rooms, you and I. We toiled. While shallower men held the stage. Waiting for our time to come. Gradually understanding it never would. Now it has. Unexpectedly.
For you, it has.
You're the one who made it possible. I want to return the favor.
Does this look like a favor to you, Saul?
Machine. Thanks to you, I stand at the center of things. You put me in power. You go back to Tehran, I'll do the same for you. I know a way.
You all right?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what happened there. So, are you okay?
I wouldn't say so, no.
I'm sorry, but can't you handle it?
You mean, can I just pull rank and shut this thing down? Sure, just like you try with me. But you know what happens next? Somehow that photo and all the evidence in this room show up on Drudge Report or goddamn WikiLeaks. And then you got yourself a real problem. And don't look at me like I'm being less than helpful. I'm just talking reality here.
So what do you suggest?
They want to talk to the guy in the photo.
That's impossible.
You want this thing closed quietly? Find a way.
Where's Quinn?
Outside, I think.
Could you find him?
Was it always the plan to send Javadi back to Iran?
It was always the hope.
No one told me.
Well, you should be proud. Your work made it all possible.
I'm not proud. What he did to this country, it's nothing compared to what he did to Iran. We should try
not
him.
Plan.
For what
that's
he
not
does.
The plan. Go find Quinn, please.
He's in.
Good.
How'd you make out?
Not so well. They want to talk to you. The local cops do.
You told him that was impossible, right?
Several times.
I bet your captain friend was going to take care of this.
Yeah, me too. He boned me.
The important thing here is to not jeopardize the Javadi play. Breen? So, let me talk to them, the cops.
And say what?
I don't know. So they ask.
You know what they'll ask. You're their only suspect, and since you can't tell them what actually happened, you'll be admitting to two murders and then saying they can't touch you for it.
Okay.
Look, we got police threatening to blow up our operation. At the very least, this buys us enough time to get your body out of the country. So unless you have another option, do it.
Or at least let me go with him.
No. Javadi came here to contact you. You're the only one who can be seen with him. I need you to get him back to his people.
When?
As soon as possible. You got to get him out of the country before anything else blows up, and you need to stay right by his side. We cannot risk another screw-up, okay?
Where will you be?
I got a meeting with Senator Lockhart, who's apparently noticed I haven't been in my office all week. We need to keep this thing together. Tishavati's on a plane heading back to Iran. It's time. Carrie will take you back.
And what makes you sure? I won't just vanish.
This way. She'll be with you all the way to the plane.
I meant in Iran.
What I said before. You started this. I think you'll want to be there when it ends. I need to know something before you leave. I need to know. Who was responsible for the bomb?
The bomb at Langley?
Yes. On the ground that day. Who was responsible?
I thought it was Brody. That's what you told the Senate? That's what you told the entire world? You have a manhunt on five continents, a $10 million reward.
Did he do it? Yes or no?
I don't know.
I don't believe you.
I
look me in the eye and answer.
It wasn't him. It was one of Abunazi's guys. Who exactly? I don't want to know.
We'll get you some clothes to change into. Then Gary will take you back to your plane.
Yes, sir.
Saul, where are you?
Driving.
Home?
No. Back to work. I'm thinking about our days in Tehran.
Really? That was a long time ago.
Yeah. We were so young. I was so worried about you when it all went to hell. About getting out.
Yeah, no, I was worried about you. Leaving you behind.
I said I didn't care about your friend from Mumbai, but I do. I said I didn't have any claim on you.
So?
But I do. Maybe it's just in my own mind at this point, I don't know. But I needed to tell you before it's too late.
Yes.
It's the first time I could come up for air in nearly 2 days. I wanted you to know.
When are you going home?
Usual.
Not till late.
Okay. I'll see you then.
I will contact you. Memorize it. Also, your cover story. The information you pried out of me that justifies your coming here. It's how we took down your network.
Is it true?
It's verifiable.
Who was the source? If I go through wrong, I have to take the traitor out. You know that.
The source is a hack we did. A computer virus that allowed us to monitor your communications. You want to take it out? Go ahead. We have you now. It's time to go back to your people. You ready?
What are you planning to do? Bypass me entirely?
I'm not going to apologize. I had to keep the circle small.
Not that small. You, Carrie, Quinn, come to think of it, I haven't seen that headscarf for a while.
All need to know.
I thought we trusted each other.
Just you. I'll tell just you.
We'll see how. You got Lockhart waiting in your office. You think he didn't notice that the ex-wife of the IRGC chief got slaughtered in Bethesda? Or that Carrie, who you committed to a psych ward, got out and you're doing shit about it? He's the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, not some civilian fuck monkey.
Okay. I do have something going. An operation.
And we're past that. It's time for details.
Fine. I'll tell you both.
You never told me whose idea it was. You're hanging you out as bait. Was it your idea or Salt's? That's all right. You don't have to say. It was Saul's idea. It had to be. In fact, it's classic Saul.
If it's so classic, why'd you fall for it?
Why do you think? It was you. The abuse you went through. What Saul did to you to get me here. Even I have never done anything so cruel.
You're forgetting I've seen your handiwork. You can't bullshit me.
I'm not bullshitting you.
Then you're seriously deluded.
You know what he asked me?
Why you killed your wife?
Who moved the bomb? If it was Brody. Now, why would he ask me that? That implies that there's a difference of opinion on that subject.
right?
What'd you tell him?
I was one of Abu Nasir's guys.
Not Brody?
Padre Matheson, she promised what she called candor.
Peter Quinn is...
What?
My legal name.
One of the victims, she was Iranian.
Yes.
Ex-wife of an Iranian security guy, IRGC.
Yes.
And the other victim, that's his daughter-in-law.
Yes.
I assume that's significant.
Right.
These are some terse responses.
Look, can we just get on with this?
On with this? We are on with it. How are we not on with it?
My colleague led me to believe you're after confession.
Well, that's incorrect. What I said was I'm trying to understand what happened here.
That's not going to be possible.
No, that's what she said. She said all I need to know is that it's national security. This is. This. Look, I know you think I'm just some dick jacking you up because I can, because you're unlucky enough to get yourself photographed, and maybe that's true, I don't know. But actually, I'm just trying to understand this shit that you people do, this shit that we're party to because we pay taxes. This shit. So you killed the daughter.
Yes.
With?
Walther P-22.
What about the mother's same weapon?
No. That was with a bottle.
Plum wine. For national security. Have you ever done anything but make things worse?
This is special access information.
Fine.
Can't leave this room.
Understood.
So? I've recruited a high-level Iranian asset. IRGC Deputy Chief Majid Javadi.
Javadi?
Yes.
The man who financed the bombing of the CIA.
That's right.
Why on earth would you trust him?
We've developed information that would compromise him with his own government. Evidence of wholesale corruption.
Which in Iran just means it's Tuesday.
Normally I agree. But this is... tens of millions of dollars siphoned from a secret IRGC fund designated for terrorist activities. No one would look the other way.
So you blackmailed him?
That's right.
Is there some reason you didn't tell my committee?
I was waiting for it to be real.
It wasn't because this is just the kind of human intelligence nonsense that led to disaster right here in this building not 4 months ago. Believing our sworn enemies will magically switch sides. We talked about this. The need to wean you of your Cold War bullshit.
We agreed to disagree.
I don't see it that way. Not when I'm inheriting your mess in 10 days.
A mess. That's what you call placing a major asset inside a government that's been a black box for 30 years. You asked me what I've been doing. I told you. Are we done?
Not by a long shot. I want to know how this happened.
Almost there. Almost there, and you still haven't asked.
What?
Who moved the bomb?
You told Sol it was one of Abinazir's guys.
Yes, I did.
Which I already knew.
And who handed them the keys? Don't tell me you never wonder. I bet you wonder all the time. Brood escaped the blast. Did he know it was coming?
Maybe I already know the answer to that.
Maybe you don't. Fine. I guess you don't want the truth.
I do, I just don't think I'd get it from you.
I want to know about the wife.
What about her?
You recruit Giovanni, his wife's suddenly dead, along with a daughter-in-law. Don't tell me that's a coincidence.
It's not.
So who did it? You know, every time you answer a question with a big gaping nothing, it reminds me what a problem we have, you and I.
And with Giovanni.
Wait a second. You're saying he was in this country?
That's right.
And you knew this?
We lured him here. Carried it.
So, wait.
You two.
You were working together. Even when you were denouncing her in front of my committee. All for show. Did you know?
I'm learning it now with you.
Well, who did know?
Everyone who needed to.
No, everyone who needed to didn't know, because two of those people are in this room right now holding their dicks. I want Carrie brought in now.
She can't come here now.
And why is that?
She's busy. She's putting Giovanni on a plane back to Iran.
He's still here? Ground the fucking plane.
Nope.
Ground it.
I'm acting director for another 2 weeks. It's not your call.
I'll bump this up the president, I swear to God.
And then what?
We fry Giovanni's ass publicly.
Well, that's short-sighted.
It's justice.
It's ineffective. Goes back in Tehran, he's replaced by someone just like him, who we can't control. And the attack that happened here happens again and again and again. This is once-in-a-lifetime operation that can transform everything. The entire Middle East.
You sound like you're fucking high. I'm calling the president. Did you hear what I said? I'm calling you. Get me a goddamn phone.
Fine. Here. Destroy everything we've been working for.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
You really don't get it, do you?
You know what? For the first time, I think I really do. I see now why this place has been a fucking clown act for decades. How does this work?
I'm not sure. And don't worry, I'll handle the president.
Open the door.
No.
Open the goddamn door.
Make me. Dar, let me out of here. Dar. Dar. You're dead.
Both of you, son. What the fuck?
Well, you had your chance. Incapable. You might be right. But if you want to talk to someone you can trust, who was there? You should know that the man who built the bomb and moved the SUV, he didn't die in the explosion like they say. As far as I know, he's still in this country.
Where?
I don't know.
Who does?
Someone you've already met. The man that brought us together.
Your lawyer? Bennett?
Well, the way this worked out. Believe me, he's not my lawyer anymore.
Following on 36 Oscar?
Yes.
That aircraft cleared U.S. airspace at 2219 hours.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
An audacious operation.
Just the beginning.
Here's to continued success.
You know what? I do need to apologize for excluding you.
You don't have to explain yourself, Saul. You were the goddamn acting director of the Central Intelligence Agency. For 10 more days.
Senator Lockhart managed to get himself stuck in the conference room. Did he ask facilities to let him out?
They're standing down.
So it went well.
What do they say? Confession is good for the soul?
Only we didn't do it.
I know. But it made me feel better. Wrong crime, right guy, I guess. You know what else I realized? Just how through I am with this. The CIA. I just do not believe it anymore.
Believe what?
That anything justifies the damage we do.
You can't quit yet. Johnny's out over the Atlantic heading home, and he told me something before he left. About the Langley bomber.
You mean Brody?
No, that's just it. It's not him. And I can prove it now, but... I need your help. Quinn?
Sure, Carrie. Whatever you need.
home. How was your day?
I had a good day. Actually, a really good day.
Back up, oh.